Don't you knock my lamp off.
Oh, I'll try not to. Mrs. Webster, can you just tell us about your early childhood?
Like I can't remember that part.
All right, I'll try and... How about your parents? Can you tell me about your parents? What they were like?
Well, I never knew my mother. She died when I was 2.5 years old.
I think you're going to have to move the chair for the purposes of this.
Oh, be quiet. I don't want to move the chair.
Because obvious background noise comes in louder than the actual current right here.
I won't move a muscle.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
Now, my father was a carpenter, farmer, road builder, you name it, he's it. Jack of all trades, and he could do a lot of things. And he was 6 foot tall and weighed 200 pounds.
He was a big man.
You didn't buck him off. Now, what else do you want to know?
Or how about the house you grew up in? What did that look like, and where was that located?
What was what?
The house you grew up in. Your house?
Well, talking about. Oh, that's a picture of it up there. That was my grandfather's house. That wasn't our house. But I did grow up in that house. You see, my mother died when I was 3 years old, and the first thing, my grandmother had to take us for a while. And then, it just so happened, one of my father's older sisters had been married and her family had grown up. So she was free to come and take care of us. So she did. Mm-hmm. And she was with us for a number of years, and I don't know how many, but from the time I was 3 years old and 3.5, and well, Aunt Hannah came and took care of us. And then, by the time she was sick and tired of us, my sister had grown up and finished high school, and it fell her lot to take care of us. I had a little brother, littler than I was yet. He was only 6 months when my mother died. And so Aunt Hannah came and lived with us for a while, and then she went back to her home, or she got tired of us, as I said, and wanted to rest or something. So then my sister took over because she was grown up and finished high school. She didn't go to college.
Or what was your sister like? What would she look like? And her maybe about her?
Oh, she's prettier than I am. Better looking than I am. And she was smarter. And she got a good education. But in those days, a high school education was practically a college education. So she was pretty well educated. And I mean, for those days, there weren't many people as smart as she is or as well educated as she is. And I learned a lot of my stuff from her.
And so did you really never go to a school?
Or did I? Oh, yes. I went to school. I went through grade school, or what do you call it? I forgot what you call it anymore. Well, grade school, I guess that's what they call it now. But and then I went, there was in the neighborhood a school called the Academy. They called it the Anne Arundel Academy. And I went to that. Now, how I ever got to go to that, I can't remember asking my father to pay my way. We had to pay tuition to go to that school. I can't imagine my father paying my tuition. But he did, and willingly. And I went there for 4 years, and I graduated from this academy. And it was established and operated to begin with by a Methodist minister. So naturally it was a Methodist school. And not good about it. You didn't know that. So, well, I'll tell you, there were three or four other girls from that public school where I was going that these other girls were going to. And I think that's the reason maybe my father let me go to all the other girls before I stopped by school. So I went to the academy and I graduated from there. Almost didn't make it because I got measles and some other disease, I forgot, childhood disease, I forgot what it was. But I was out of school for the last part of the third year. And, well, my sister thought it was best for me to go to the high school where she went. But she took me down there one day, and the day she took me, I was so sick. I had the worst kind of a cold and a sinus condition. I should have been in the hospital instead of going to see about a school. But anyhow, she took me and she talked to the principal of the school, who was principal when she was going there, for she's 7 years older than I am. She was. She's dead now. But, well, let's see. She talked to her old principal, and they decided that it was best for me to go back to the academy where I was. So I went back, and I stuck with it until I graduated. And that's the way that was. What next?
In the academy, what type of courses did you take?
What?
What type of courses did you take?
No, excuse me, I'm a little bit.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I took both courses. I was smarty. I took the commercial course and I took the academic course. I don't remember how I did it, but I took them both. And I can't for the life of me, because you're supposed to take one or the other. And I got tied up with both of them, but I got through them. Except bookkeeping. I could never do bookkeeping. No good at figures. I can count money, though. So.
What did you do once you graduated from the academy?
Well, I stayed at home for several years. I've forgotten how many. I graduated when I was 16, and I stayed at home until I was 20 or 21, and just kept house. It was my lot to keep the house then, because I was through school and able to do it, and I was there, so I was it. And by that time, my sister's gotten tired of keeping care of my kid brother and myself, and she tried her fortunes in Baltimore. So she went to stay with Aunt Fanny, and she was already in Baltimore. And when I got to be 20, she was willing to take me with her, because down there in the country wasn't much opportunity. You couldn't get a job unless you'd go all the way to Annapolis or else to Baltimore. So she took me to Baltimore with her. It just so happened that she had gotten acquainted with two other girls, and they were buddying around and boarding together and rooming together, and I went to live with them. And let's see, they had I forgot what come first, whether we went to board with somebody or whether we... I know one time we had an apartment, the four of us had an apartment together. And we lived that way for a while. And then, let's see. I don't know. I was working some kind of a little job. I worked in the psychiatric clinic at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Mm. So, I was there for 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe, and I got sort of tired of that. All I was doing was copying patients' histories on the typewriter. Mm. And I wanted to make a change, so I quit the job. And I went home for a while, and stayed home for a while. And while I was at home, my sister sent me word that if I wanted to go to Florida, now it's time to go, because the land boom was on down there in 1920, first part of 1920. So I hauled off, went to Florida. I didn't have anything else to do, I might as well go to Florida. So I went there, and it was a big land company. They were hiring people. So I got a job with them. And I stayed with them for 13 months. And is this the kind of stuff you
want? Oh, yes, this is one.
Now, so I was in Florida for 13 months, and then I came back to Baltimore. I can't imagine what I did after I got back to Baltimore. I'm sure I got a job. It wasn't hard to get a job those days. I don't know why, but it wasn't. So, I was making my living. And my sister was looking out for me. So, that went on for a while. Let's see, what was next? Maybe you better ask me some questions.
Okay, while you were in Florida, what type of work did you do there?
Well, I was a clerk typist. Mostly typing it was. You know these big deed books and stuff in the courthouse? They wanted all them copied. So that's part of my job. I was having to copy these deeds and mortgages. That's what I was doing there. And after a while, it just so happened, this land company had a number of, people just flocked in there, you know, girls wanting a job and wanting to go to Florida just like I did. So had any number of girls working in the office. Everybody was typing. Copying these deeds and mortgages and what have you. And finally got rid of all of them but me. I was the only one left. I thought that was a feather in my hat because, the others are all going back home or got fired or laid off or a new job or something. So, and that lasted for 13 months, and then I came back to Baltimore. And after I got back, I just hunted down and got another job. That's all I can remember about it. So.
Oh, about your family life, when did you meet your husband?
Where did I meet my husband?
Yes.
Well, I was hunting for a husband. And it just so happened that, see, I was in Baltimore then. And got reading in the paper, this place is Bel Air. They were advertising for a clerk or a typist or something. So I came up and made an application for the job because after being in Florida, I sort of decided I liked the small town. And so I came up and made an application for the job. And I got the job, I was with them for a number of years. And that's where I met my husband. He was working the same office. So we married up after a while, and he's been dead for 19 years now. Of course, as I said, he worked there too, and he was there before I was. And that's the way it happened. We got to dating, and next thing you know, we got married.
Or back in your day, what type of dating did you do? Was it movies or buggy rides?
Oh, you say what kind of dating?
Yes.
Well, my husband had a car then. It was he was a young man. He had a job, and he made enough money to buy a car with, and his parents let him have it. And that's what we dated in. I think it was a Chevrolet, I'm not sure, but I think it was. And he had a car ever since then, but I paid for a lot of them. What?
What did you do for dates?
What did you say?
What did you do on your dates? Was it like movies?
Oh, I think we were pretty normal. I don't think we... My husband was a gentleman, first order, and I had no problem with him. And we used to go to Baltimore to movies, or to a show, or something like that. Or if they had anything special in Baltimore, well, we could go to that. And the usual necking and stuff like that. That's you got married, you better have some necking along with it.
During that time of your life, what was the dress like then?
The dress?
Yes, the dress codes or things.
I can't remember too much about it. I kept fairly in style, not fancy or anything. I never was a fancy person, but I had fairly decent clothes. Of course, I'd make money and I'd spend it to suit myself.
Or do you remember anything about the style of clothing? Like the skirts or the hats or anything particular?
No, I guess I wasn't that stylish. I didn't have anything that stands out in my mind. nothing outstanding. I know one thing was, though, when my husband got one car, it had a rumble seat in it, and that was quite an item at that time. Of course, that's been years ago. And he always managed to have a fairly nice looking car. He always bought a new car, as a matter of fact. And he sort of liked a nice car himself, so didn't have any problem there.
How about the music of the day? What was that like? The maybe songs or dances?
There were dances around, but I was never a smart dancer, so I could get through with it sometimes, but it was an ordeal sometimes too. Some men I couldn't dance with, and I just fooled around, made out I was dancing. And it didn't amount to much because I wasn't a fancy dancer. See, I came to Bel Air in 1927, and that was a good long time ago. I don't remember what was in dance at that time, or if there was one. I'm sure there was, but I can recall one step and the waltz and the foxtrot and a few little things like that. But now, next question.
Or after you got married, what was the house you grew up in, or you moved into? What was that like in your neighborhood?
We moved in with his parents, which I was sorry for ever after. Not I don't know why you laugh so heavily. that seemed to be the thing to do. For him, he never thought about getting a house of our own until after. Now, what was our first house like? You can't remember.
College Street.
Huh?
College Street.
What?
Was it your own first house or living
on? I'm just trying to think.
You moved into the house on Thomas Street first.
Well, that was his parents' house.
Yes.
Well, where did we ever go after that?
Did you go to the Bel Air Road house?
Yeah, I think so. Because that's when Aunt Irma came to live with us. And we did get a house of our own. My sister, whose husband was a traveling man, he was away 2 weeks at a time, most all the time. And so one year she came up and spent with us. She brought our little girl with her. And they stayed all summer, as I recall. And down on the Bel Air Road, somewhere near Falls. But then his parents moved in with us. Turnabout's fair play, I guess. Well, that's the way that went for a while. And whatever happened after that?
You moved back to the house on Thomas Street.
Oh, yeah. His parents, I'm sure both of his parents were dead by that time. And they previously had a house in Bel Air, and we were living way down in the country on a 20-acre farm. So we didn't, and she was just a little bitty girl, so we had to have somebody to take care of her. And so we moved back to Bel Air. Seems to me like, well, his mother was still living while you were a little girl.
She died in the Bel Air Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And then you moved back to Bel Air with Grandfather.
That's right. And he was with us, I don't remember how long, but 4, 5, 6 years, maybe more, I don't know. But he was with us. She had died, and he was with us. But that's about all I remember about that. And then I remember he died while we were in Bel Air. So. What?
You settled the estate after he died.
Did what?
Settled the estate after he died.
I still don't know what we did after he died.
Okay.
When you were on Bel Air Road on the farm, what type of crops did you grow then?
Well, we had a big cornfield. It was a 20-acre lot. We had it planted with corn one time, I don't know what else it was planted with, but I can remember all that corn, field corn it was, fed it to the cow. We had a cow, and it had a great big barn, and her grandfather made a stall for the cow in the barn, and what happened to the cow? Oh, the neighbor had a big farm. And when we had to leave the farm out in the country, well, we asked him to keep our cow for us. And I don't know what happened to the cow. The cow died or something. I don't know what happened to the poor old cow. She was a nice Jersey cow, though. Used to give great quantities of milk. And we used to make butter. And I can't remember what else. We had chickens. And my husband was crazy about gaming chickens. And they used to stake them out and fight them. You know, it's against the law to fight them. And different ones get together, you know, with their roosters and get to fight, get them fighting. That's where they had their fun, with their roosters. I don't know what else. And, I don't know, we had those fighting chickens. They were good breeding chickens, and they were good layers and everything, so we always had some of them fighting chickens around. Mm. So finally you got rid of the fighting chickens. I don't know what happened to them in the long run afterwards. So now I think we had ducks at one time. I might have been my grandmother or my stepmother that had the ducks. I know my stepmother had ducks. And whether we had any or not, I don't really remember. So,
what type of farm equipment did you have? Did you have a tractor?
He was a big farmer, and he had all kinds of tools. He always brought his tools. So I don't know what kind of tools he had. We probably didn't have any. Maybe a cultivator. And that's about all I remember about the farming equipment.
Oh, what type of house did you move into when you moved back to Bel Air?
Well, it was an old house that had been built long years ago, and they had been living in it for a long time. At least his parents, I should say, had been living in it. And then his Aunt Mary, who her daughter worked for Railroad, Baltimore. And she was retiring, and they needed to have a place to live. So my husband's father was a carpenter, and he built a room or two, or four rooms, I believe it was, on the end of my husband's parents' house. And they made it a double house. And it was four rooms in her room and in her place, and five rooms in his mother's and father's place. That year my sister came, we went to the farm and lived. And then, after his mother passed away, while we were still down on the farm, we had to come back to Bel Air. So, what happened next? I don't know.
What was it like raising a family and children? What type of things did you do there as the mother? Like a typical day from dawn to dusk.
The only time I can remember is when one summer Aunt Annie came and spent with us. And she and my sister used to get along good together. And she and Aunt Annie took care of us that summer. And Aunt Annie had to go back to town for some reason or other. And we had a glorious summer, my brother and I, my younger brother and I. All we did was play and monkey around and do things we wanted to do. We never had to do any work or anything. So we had a good summer that year. The only one I can remember. As for, what did you ask me? What questions?
About things you did when you were a mother. Some of the things.
I did when I was a mother. Well, I usually worked all the time. I always had a job to give to. Mm. And so, most of my time was spent working in somebody's office.
During the Depression, what was that like growing, raising a family and having a job?
Well, that was great. I was making a little money. During 1928 and 27?
Or during the early 30s, 31 or 32, during that time.
I never knew there was a Depression. We always had food to eat. We had anything we wanted to do, we did it. We always had enough to cover one way or the other. And we didn't, actually, I never knew there was a depression. Believe it or not, I never knew there was a depression. And the period passed by and never made any impression on me. I hear people talking about it, but I I didn't suffer any by it.
What types of things did you do then in the 30s?
Things?
Are you like movies or sports?
Oh, there were movies, yes. We went to movies. And sometimes we'd go to Bel Air if there was something special on and we wanted to see it. Or mostly we went to Baltimore, the bigger movies, you know, and the new shows had come out. We'd go see them. And I can't think of anything special about movies, just movies. Just go to movies anytime you want and see the new shows and all that kind of stuff. We used to go to a stage show every now and then. I told her a while ago I was going to tell you to go up to the Aegis and look at their old files. They'll tell you all kinds of things. They did for years publishing a column in there of things that happened 25 and 50 years ago. They can tell you more stuff than I can ever tell you. In this past week, of course, the paper has changed hands. And they, what they put in, 25, they only put 25 weeks ago. They didn't put 50 weeks. And what they put for 25 weeks was that this man, he was working for some company, and somehow or other, there's a lot of sand where he was working, and I don't know whether he was working, they were in the sand business or what. But anyhow, he got covered up with sand up to his mouth, and he almost lost his life from being sand drowned, I suppose. And, some man, we know the man. Here in Bel Air, Mr. McLean, you know him?
I've heard of him.
He's dead, I believe him. Yes, he is dead. He was the one that figured out how to rescue him and get him out of this sand. Save his life. Well, that was great stuff, but I didn't even know about it. I didn't even hear about it.
During World War II, what type of work did you do then?
World War II.
Did you work at APG with the chemicals?
No. I don't know what I was doing. I guess I was still working at, when I went to Bel Air to work, to take this job, it was with a canned goods brokerage concern, and I worked for them for a number of years, and I guess I was probably working with them during the Second World War.
How about the WPA?
What is it?
Didn't you work with Mr. Carroll or somebody?
Oh, I had part-time jobs, people like that. Oh, I had a lot of jobs, but I worked with this place where I went to work to begin with longer than any of them. And I can't. Oh, I guess I was still working with them, and I got pregnant and had to quit work. Happened. I had to quit work. That's the way it was. So I can't remember anything else. Oh, my nose is this.
Or after the war, what was life like then? you know.
After the Second World War?
Right, with the all the different inflation that was going on in prices. What was...
Oh, that's not... You need that light?
Oh, no, that's quite all right. The window light.
Yeah, well, I could put it on, put the plug in, but that's what's wrong with it, the plug in. And after the war, heavens, I never dwelt on after the war. I don't know what about the war. We just ate and did the same as we did before. I never saw any change. Like I said, I didn't even know there was a depression. I probably didn't know there was a war.
Except for the food stamp.
What?
Except for the food stamp.
For the fruit germ?
Food stamp.
Food stamp.
Remember rationing?
Yeah. Oh, I. We had food stamps. But, we didn't have any trouble. People always gave us all they didn't want. We always had plenty and no problem. So I really didn't know there was a war. I wasn't denied anything or had to give up anything. It's just the same as, of course, if you're working, you're making a little money, and you usually make ends meet one way or the other. So I had no problem with them, with that.
Or did you ever work at APG?
Did it?
Aberdeen Proving Ground?
Oh, I worked there for about 6 weeks. I went there to work because somebody recommended me. No. I went there and got a job at Edgewood, you know, Aberdeen. And I worked there for about 6 weeks, and there was a man running, what was that company? Some kind of a automobile shop or a repair shop or something. And Yeah. And they needed a secretary or something like that. So this cousin of my husband recommended me to the man he knew him. And they had me come interview, and I got a job there, and I worked there for 7 or 8 years. And that was right in Bel Air. And I kept I don't know why I stopped working there. I got turned over or something. So I just stayed home for a while and just did the housework and stuff like that. That's all I can remember about it. It wasn't a very exciting time, but
how about the Choral Society, the Bel Air Choral Society? Did you work any with that?
I could never sing, so I didn't go. I had nothing to do with the Choral Society, and I doubt if I even existed. A lot of those things, I never got into them, because I was working all day long and running all night, probably before I got married, and that's where I spent my time. But I guess there was such a thing. I'm sure there was, but I didn't belong to it. Like I say, I never wanted to sing very much, so I just didn't do much singing.
How about the Aldina Homemakers Club?
Aldina, well, I didn't know anything about them at that time.
Or how about when you're doing it now? What type of things are they doing now, or the past few years?
I really don't know, because I haven't been to any of their meetings for so long they've forgotten all about me, and I don't know what they do. I haven't been for so long. You see, a couple, 3 years ago, I broke my arm accidentally, and from then on, I've been plagued with some kind of a disease or problem of some kind, and I haven't been able to stay in the house. That's all I do is stay in the house, and I don't get around much, and I don't go to homemakers, and I just don't do anything but sit here in the house, look out the window, the cars go by. That's all I get done. Eat and sleep, that's all I do. So don't ask me about anything like that, because I just don't know. I don't know anything about them anymore. I doubt if I would know any of the people that belong to the club, but I went. I used to go with a neighbor down the street. She belonged to them, and she used to live down there, and that's how I got to go into them. And, I enjoyed the homemakers very much, but I haven't been for so long, I've most forgotten what it was all about. Of course, they have plenty of homemakers. How'd you hear about the Aldow homemakers?
From your application, it mentioned that. From your nomination form.
You did what?
It mentioned it on your nomination form. But this is several years old, so.
Oh, uh-huh.
That wouldn't. Or how about different changes you've seen, such as in office machinery and new technology?
Oh, well, there's always been something new in that. But just take it as it comes. And use it. I know I got a new electric typewriter. Well, I was working at Edgewood then. And they took this typewriter and they took it to all the girls at the desk and let them use it so I wouldn't get a swell headache. I mean, a swell head. Because they gave me the typewriter. I was supposed to get the typewriter. But, I was working for the boss, and I had to have the typewriter to do good work on. And that's the reason I got it. But that's what they did. The person most likely not to get a swell head is the one that was afraid it was going to get a swell head. Because I got the new typewriter. I thought that was so silly. It never bothered me any. So,
do you remember any other things, such as new adding machines?
I didn't work with figures. I wasn't in the bookkeeping department, and I never had much to do with figures. So I never bothered to take any bookkeeping jobs, because I'm just no good at figures. I can't be mad. Only thing I can count is money.
How about the new computers? The new computer typewriters. Have they changed the industry?
Oh, good heavens. I've been out of work, away from work for so long. They didn't even have those when I was still working. So that's, I can't answer that question. I don't know about them.
In general, what are some of the changes you've noticed in the county, such as the roads?
Well, I was just telling Claire that when I first came to the LA in 1927, there was only about 500 people here. I think there's about 4,500 here, or more than that.
In the town.
Huh?
In the town.
In the town? I don't know where it is. I just thought it was the county. But I don't know. It might have been the town. But there were a few horses hanging around when I first came, but very few, mostly out on the farms. And, automobiles were pretty prevalent then. And, that was, things kept booming then. Just kept, every day practically, something new come along. So, I can't left me now. I don't know what it is.
Do you remember any new things, such as how the cars have changed, or the telephone, or the road systems?
The what?
The road, like other changes, such as the cars, or the road systems, or electricity, different changes like that.
Oh, well, naturally, like I said, the progress has been made ever since I've been here. And ever since I've been born, it's been progress. And it just, you probably know as much about it than I do. And probably even more up to date on it than I am. But because I just take it and leave it, and that's it. Don't let it worry me one way or the other. Now, what do you got your mouth open so wide for? What?
I'm just listening.
Okay. Well,
are there any other experiences you remember about growing up or raising your family? Any experiences, humorous, serious, anything of that nature?
Think of anything worth telling?
Well, that's okay. We'll listen to it.
Well, I don't. I can't even think of anything. I don't know. It's all blank. That part of my life's a blank. And. Must not have been much of doing because I can't even remember anything about it. You tell them something you did.
Not my
life. Well, that's about all I know.
That's about all? You're sure there's nothing else you'd like to add? Because this was a very interesting interview.
Oh, fair here at one time. It's down where the racetrack is now, of course. And there used to be a beautiful tree, and they cut that tree down. And everybody was so sorry that they cut that tree down. It was a lovely tree. And it just stood out there in the middle of the fairground, and everybody loved that tree. But it got cut down to give way to the mall.
Oh, what types of things did they do at the fair?
Oh, good Lord, you never think of it. Oh, I don't remember. It's been many years since I ever been to the fair. I know the people used to go in droves, and it was always hot as cotton at the fair, at fair time, and it just depends on what you were interested in, mostly, what you'd bother to go see, I suppose, and a lot of things wasn't even decent to see. Yeah, usually they have those things at fairs. And, well, I never went to see any of them. I know they were there. And I know years ago when I was a small child that my brothers used to go to the fair. And I used to want to go to the fair with them. They wouldn't let me go. Because they didn't want me to go then, go see what was there. But anyhow, I lived through it. And and that's the way that went. There was just about anything you want at the fair, and that was the purpose of the fair, to give something to everybody and let everybody have a go at it one way or the other, whatever pleased them.
Do you remember anything about the Aegis?
The what?
The Aegis working there? Or
well, I only worked there a short while, and it was nice working for the Aegis. I liked working for the Aegis, but I got mad about something and I quit. That's where that happened, and I don't remember what it was anymore that I got mad about. I can't even remember. I quit so many places, I don't remember them.
Or do you remember some of the stories that you were working on at the Aegis when you worked there? Some of the stories or events?
Well, it was just every time the phone rang, it was probably something. I'm getting started or going. And it was really a nice place to work. And I was sorry I even quit, but I did it. I sort of cut my nose off to spite my face.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Or any experiences?
Oh, I can't think of anything.